Hello and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. My name is Raghav Bichandani and today we're going to talk about why football's global governing body, FIFA, has banned India's representative AIFF. Indian football on Tuesday suffered a significant setback when the Federation Internationale de Football Association, or FIFA, suspended the All India Football Federation, or AIFF, citing undue influence of third parties. As it stands, the ban not only takes away India's rights to host a FIFA Under-17 Women's World Cup scheduled for October this year, but it also puts the participation of Indian club sides in Asian Football Confederation or AFC tournaments in jeopardy. The suspension will be lifted once an order to set up a committee of administrators to assume the powers of the AIFF Executive Committee has been repealed, and the AIFF administration regains full control of the AIFF's daily affairs. FIFA is assessing the next steps with regard to the tournament and will refer the matter to the Bureau of the Council if and when necessary. FIFA is in constant constructive contact with the Ministry of Youth Affairs and Sports in India and is hopeful that a positive outcome to the case may still be achieved, the global governing body revealed in its statement announcing the suspension. So how did it get to this point? One can turn the clock back several years when tussles for men's domestic football supremacy began between the pre-existing I-League and the newer, more lucrative Indian Super League, which required intervention from FIFA and AFC for all the stakeholders involved to put together and agree on a roadmap for the future of Indian men's football. However, the trouble with regards to so-called third-party influence began in May earlier this year, when the Supreme Court removed then-AIFF President and FIFA Council member Praful Patel for exceeding his term beyond the 12-year limit set by the National Sports Code and for not calling for elections when they were due in December 2020. The Apex Court had ordered Patel and the Federation's Executive Committee to be replaced with a 3-member Committee of Administrators, or COA, consisting of retired Supreme Court Judge Anil Dave, former India football captain Bhaskar Ganguly and former Chief Election Commissioner S.Y. Qureshi to run the affairs of AIFF and draft a new constitution. Initial meetings in June between the COA and FIFA AFC representatives reportedly progressed well, with the latter providing deadlines for the new constitution to be approved and for elections to be held by 15 September. Following a month of talks between the relevant stakeholders as well as state associations regarding provisions of the draft constitution, FIFA recommended a 25% representation from eminent football players in the AIFF Executive Committee, as opposed to the COA draft constitution recommended 50%. However, in his decision on 3rd August, in response to an earlier plea by activist Rahul Mehra, the Supreme Court ordered that the AIFF elections be held expeditiously and the Federation's Electoral College consist of 36 state association representatives and 36 former international level footballers, 24 male and 12 female, retaining the COA recommended 50% figure. Following the decision, FIFA on 5th August sent a letter to the AIFF warning of a suspension due to third-party interference and deviations from the previously drawn-up roadmap to resolve these governance issues. The COA wrote back to assure AIFF that Indian football's best interests were being served and filed a contempt petition against Praful Patel for alleged interference with the Supreme Court's proceedings. After the COA-led AIFF included the names of the 36 former footballers in the Electoral College for the elections due for 28th August, FIFA subsequently suspended AIFF. However, the suspension is not necessarily permanent. In light of Tuesday's developments, Solicitor General Tushar Mehta mentioned the matter before the Apex Court, to which the court has agreed to a hearing on the matter today on Wednesday. The further implications from the hearing are awaited. That brings us to the end of today's edition of the Print AM. Thank you so much for listening and do check back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. for the next edition, featuring the best news analysis from the print.